We've become used to hearing astonishing stories out of Venezuela about severe shortages, food, fuel, even diapers. This is an oil-rich country where people can't get enough to eat now. But the story today is about a full-blown political crisis in the country. This week, Venezuela's Supreme Court seized the power of the legislature. Opposition leaders there are calling it a coup. Hannah Dreyer is with the Associated Press in Caracas. So what exactly happened, Hannah?
The Congress here is the one branch of power that isn't in the hands of President Nicolas Maduro and the socialist administration. And really, for a year, Maduro has been kind of ruling by decree and ignoring Congress. But yesterday, the Supreme Court said that it was just taking over all the role that Congress was serving before.
So if people are calling this a coup, it's a coup by the Supreme Court on behalf of Maduro?
Right. They're calling it what people in Latin America call a self-coup. And that kind of refers back to Fujimori and the dark days where there was a lot of dictatorship. Now it's a pretty democratic region, and people are saying that this is the first coup in recent memory.
Does Maduro see the legislature as filled with political opponents who threaten his own livelihood?
The legislature is filled with political opponents. It's controlled by the opposition. They won it in a landslide back in 2015. And they've been saying that they want to get Maduro out of power. And Maduro's response has been to basically take away all the responsibilities of Congress little by little until yesterday. They were just a body that couldn't do anything. And now I guess they're not a body at all down here.
So what can Maduro's opponents do now to fight back? What recourse do they have?
That is a good question. I mean, their main strategy was to try to get him through legislation, and they can't legislate anymore. So they're calling for protests. As soon as it was light this morning, people were out in the streets protesting. But the secret police and the regular police were out in force, and they cracked down on those protests.
So it sounds like this could be the beginning of a Nicolas Maduro dictatorship, or it could suggest that he's totally embattled and might be about to fall. Which one is it?
Right. That's always the question. Are we already in a dictatorship? Is this just a flawed democracy or a managed democracy? But right now, more people than ever are saying this really is the definitive step to an autocratic regime. And there's more pressure from abroad than we've seen before. We have a couple countries, Peru, Colombia, recalling their ambassadors. And I've seen some hardliners calling for the Marines to invade. Wow. People are getting desperate.
Like the U.S. Marines.
Right. People have started asking me that, too. When they see me or hear my gringo accent, they'll say, one of the Marines coming. I mean, joking, but right. It's on people's minds.
So as people in Caracas are starving, how does this kind of specter of autocracy sit with them right now?
You'd think that with something as dramatic as ending a branch of power, the streets would be filled with protesters. But people today are mostly just trying to get through the day. They're waiting in food lines. They're trying to find clean water. So people are talking about the fact that this huge political story is unfolding, but they're still focused on the drama of their day-to-day lives.
Right. Well, as you are, I saw a tweet you posted not so long ago. You had been away, and upon your return, you noticed the shocking appearance of some workers in your building.
That's right. The person who does maintenance in my building and the concierge who lives on the ground floor and helps us all out have both lost a huge amount of weight. They look like they have a wasting disease. But living here, you don't notice it as much. So I realized when I came back from this trip that the people all around me are going hungry. But you see people day to day, and it's just such a part of the fabric of life here that unless you go somewhere like the U.S. and then come back and it hits you, you just kind of get used to it.
A dismal fabric of life, for sure. Hannah Dreyer with the Associated Press in Caracas. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Marco.